just the whole story is very, very awesome. So, Ezra, Bar Breda, Rabbi Avtulis, do Asir Lerozo and Azari, do Asir Ezra standing outside, and they tell Rabreda, and they tell Rabreda about this grace of Yichas brief, and he's like very unimpressed. He's like, I don't know, he knows how to learn Gevaldik. He knows how to learn, and he's the son of a Talmud Chacham. Gevaldik. If he's the son of a Talmud Chacham, he's a Meyuches, he's Mamish, he stams from the greatest Zaydis in the world, but he doesn't know how to learn, then Fakert, Isha Techle. Then I'm very disappointed. They say, no, he knows how to learn. He comes in, he's a shtickle, whatever, right? He feels bad. So, Preda tells him a whole shtickle Torah to try to be Mephias him. Amr Knes Shovnei Kodesh Baruch, Rebbein Shalom, Hachzik Li Toiv Shei Daticha Ba'olam, Toivasi Ba'al Alecha, Eni Machsa Eilu Avram Yitzv Yaakov, uses the word Adir, and then Preda launches into Yavai Adiv Yifr La'adirim Me'adirim Ba'adirim. So what's going on over here? So the Heilig Chassam Sofer, and this is in Chassam Sofer Al HaTorah, if you want to look it up, it's in Parshas Boy, as a matter of fact, it's the very, very last piece in Parashas Boy. In the new Chsam Seifers, it's Daf Kuf Ayin Tes. In the old Chsam Seifers, it's Daf Samich Gimel and Daf Samich Dal. So the Chsam Seifer has a whole arichos. He actually starts by being Mechaber, the Menachas part of Rav Preda in today's Daf, and this story. But I'm just going to pick up the very, very last part of the Chsam Seifer. He says that, why was it that when Rabbi Ezra walked in, he was a little bit bitzar, and that Rabbi Preda felt he had to be mefayasim? He said the reason is because it was very, very mashma from Rabbi Preda said that Rabbi Preda was not impressed with his yichas. I mean, that's an understatement. But it's even more than that. It's mashma from Rabbi Preda said the Chassam Sofer that Rabbi Preda held, it's more choshev if someone's a ben Torah and a Talmud Chacham, if he's not a meyuches, than if he is a meyuches. Where's the mashmois? He said, because listen to what he said. He said, Ibar Urien, if he's a Talmud Chacham, he's a ben Torah, yoi, gevaldi. And then he went weiter. If he's a Talmud Chacham and he's the son of a Talmud Chacham, good. What was that hoysafa? He said, it sounds like what he was trying to say is loizu afso, that the ikar is he's a Talmud Chacham. You're telling me he's a meyuches, meaning his father's a Talmud Chacham, the Zayd is a Talmud Chacham. Okay, well, in that instance, it's a little less impressive. But yeah, he does his eichet good. And if he's a meyuches and has nishkein Talmud Chacham, then I don't even want to talk to him. See, it sounded like Bahadraga, if he's a Talmud Chacham, not the son of a Talmud Chacham, wow. That's not shaykh. I don't care about his yichus. Fakir. You're telling me he has a yichus and he's a Talmud Chacham? Okay, I could live with that. Meaning it's still impressive. Maisi is learning Torah. But he's a meyuchus. It's not that impressive. And if he's a meyuchus and he's not a Talmud Chacham, then isha teichle. Right? Then he's a Pirush with the very Torah. But the bottom line is, that it sounded a little bit, and maybe a lot of it, that Rapred is of the opinion that yichus, if anything, works 100% against you. If you don't do the right thing, isha teichle, and even if you do the right thing, it's much less impressive than otherwise. And Rebbe Ezra walks in and he's visibly a little bit, you know, not in such a geschmack of matziv because of what the great Rebbe Preda said. So Zokhtach Sam Soifer, Rebbe Preda said, I'm going to back up my Torah. And he turns to Rebbe Ezra and he tells him, the Pasuk says, Omart Lashem, Hashem Ata Tevasi Balolech, Lekhtoich Mashabar, Zemu Vadire Kol Chav Tzibam. Vos Mentos. So he told him, Amr Knesset Shalof Nea Kodesh Baruch Hu Ben Shalom Hachzik Li Tovah Shadaticha Ba'olam. Be Machzik Tovah for me. Why? Because we're be my dear you in the world. What did Abish say? I'm not being Machzik Tovah to you. You know I'm going to be Machzik Tovah to? Eini Machzik Tovah El Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov. What's Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov? Avram Avinu was Avram Ivri. He grew up in the house of Terach. Kol Oilam Be'Ever Echad Be'Avram Be'Ever Hasheni. Yitzchak Yaakov, they operated in a world where there was no one that believed in anything. And they were fighting the fight all on their own. When somebody fights the fight on their own, that's when a Machzik Tovah. But being that you come from Klal Yisrael, you come already from Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov, so you're standing on the shoulders of giants. What you're doing is less impressive. And as a result, I'm not being machzik tovah to you. So the Chassam Sofer said that what Rebbe Preda was telling Rebbe Ezra was that, no, I think I'm right for my hergish. And you know what the raya is? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is machzik tovah to the Avos HaKadoshim because they operated in a vacuum in a midbar as opposed to Klal Yisrael who already had this huge head start. Zoysoy Meres, that somebody that does it on his own is more impressive than somebody that doesn't do it on his own. This is Mamish, that Tvar Chazal. And this is why Rebbe Preda told this to Rebbe Ezra. So Rebbe Ezra responded. You heard the word Adar. He said, Rebbe Preda, allow me to hold the mic for a moment. I want to say my piece as well. Right? Gamani enechelki. And that is Yovei Adir. V'yifrala adirim, me adirim ba'adirim. And what it means is Yovei Adir is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dichsiv Adir b'amar Hashem. V'yifrala adirim is Klal Yisrael. V'adir kol chev tziba. From the Mitzrim who are adirim. Solo kaiferes b'mayim kama adirim. And it was weird that the Mitzrim were punished in Adirim, as it says, Mikoilis Mayim Rabim Adirim Mishpreya. And Rebbe Ezra said, I have a Mesoira on this limud, on this melitza. But you know what you see from this melitza? What you see from this melitza is that there's something to be said about the fact that because Klal Yisrael is called Adir, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu went and saved them. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was also Adir. The fact that it was Yovei Adir, that it's for that reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Yifra L'Adirim. Names matter, said Rebbe Ezra. If that's the case, having Choshev Ezeidus and being named after those Choshev Ezeidus very, very, very much matter. And the Chassam Sofer here digresses for a minute in the way he does so many times throughout his Sfarim HaKdoshim. And that is, he talks about the Koyach of a name, and he mentions over here he believes that Koyach had this downfall because one of the Aluf Eisav, and then the Parashas Vayishlach was Aluf Koyach, ki yodu of Ein Kana Malkim. But the bottom line is, says the Chassam Sofer, where Rebbe Ezra was telling was, is that you may feel big deal, Yichus. He said, but I want you to understand something. My name is Ezra. And I want you to know Ichtam von Azeda, whose name was Elazar, which also comes from the Shirish of Ezra, who had a father whose name was Azariah, that also comes from the word Ezra, who was an enochel from Ezra, meaning I'm named after Ezra HaSofer. I've got Azeda Elazar, who was named after Ezra HaSofer. I've got Azeda Azariah, that Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah's father, who was named after Ezra. And because of that, there's a certain koyach that we have. The names matter, Zokdei L'Chassam Sofer. And that was his response. Rav Preda was a little bit, in his mind, denigrating his yichus, saying that it's a machayev, and even in the best case scenario, you'll never be as choshev as the person who doesn't have the yichus. But said him, I think there's another Indian over here, Yovei Adir v'yifra l'adirim. And it's dafka because Klal Yisrael's adirim that the Adir came and he saved the adirim. There is something to be said about a name. And the fact that I have the schus, that I'm called Ezra, Nachazeda Elazar, Mitazeda Azariah, Mitazeda Ezra, all the same shirish of Ezer, help, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's an Ezer, right? It's all related to this Inyan that this is how it played itself out. And then the Chassam Sofer said that you find, as it relates to this Gemara, of Yovei Adir, V'yifra Me'adirim. So how many Adirs were there? Yovei Adir, V'yifra La'adirim, Me'adirim, Be'adirim. So the Chassam Sofer says that there's four mentions of Adirs over here, right? Two on the Klal Yisrael side, Yovei Adir v'yifra l'adirim, and then there's two on the Mitzrim side, right? Kadosh Baruch Hu's going to punish the Adirim be'adirim. So just to read the words of the Chassam Sofer, v'yesh bazeh gam kein remes, ki shtei pamim Adir, the gematria of the word Adir times two. So what's the gematria of the word Adir? It's 215. What's 215 times two? That's 430. That's a very Jewish number this time of year. It's gematria arba meis u'shloishim shanosh enishtabdu b'mitzrayim Yisrael. It's connected to 430 years that Klal Yisrael was b'shiba Mitzrayim. And it was Klal Yisrael in the Shiba Mitzrayim together with the Shechina, because it was Shechinta b'galusa. So Adir is Klal Yisrael, and Adir is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and together it's 430, and that's connected this Indian that Klal Yisrael and the Shechina together were in Golus for Tof Lamed Shanim. Ulesoif Arba Meus Ushloishim Shanim. But at the end of the 430 years, Nifra La Adirim B'mayim Adirim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu went and Mida Keneged Mida. He punished the Mitzrim who are Adir in the Mayim Adirim. Gankin Shtei Pamim Adir Kanal V'Kal Ohovim. But either way, the Chassam Sofer says that in this Drosha of Yovei Adir, V'yifra la'adirim, me'adirim ba'adirim, is a remnant to the 430 years. This word Adir, what does it have to do with the Geulas Mitzrayim? What does it have to do with the Pesach story? It has a lot to do with the Pesach story. It has to do because Yovei Adir, v'yifra la'adirim, Adir is b'gematria 215 times 2 is 430. HaKadosh Baruch and Klal Yisrael together were in Geulas Mitzrayim. When Yid is in Geulas, HaKadosh Baruch is there with him. Geulas Mitzrayim, the Shechina was Imahem, Galu Lubavel, Shechina Imam, like Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai said in Megillah Chav Tesam and Aleph. But the bottom line is, whenever Klal Yisrael was in Galus, the Shechina is with them. That's Adar times two, that's 430. Mida Kedegen, Mida, Adar, B'mayim Adirim, the Mitzvah were punished. That's also 215 times two, 430. Again, today's daf was the first daf of the fifth parak of Masechtas Menachos. But in the spirit of Shloshim Yom Kodem L'Chag, very much Dover Be'itay Matov, aside from the Menachas Sugyas, Kol HaMenachas Boyus Matzo, and some of the Dvar Agoda, Yavai Adav Yifel Adirim, Me'adirim Ba'adirim, especially with the Remes from the Hilgach Sam Sofer, and we are going to stop here.